Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
708 at KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning and thanks for being with us this morning on what's going to be the nicest day of the week?
Well, warmest. We had some sun yesterday. It looked good. Right now we're at 22 degrees with some fog and mist around the area. But we are going to go to the upper 40s and even warmer tomorrow. Let's get Courtney Spamer, meteorologist in charge from AccuWeather World Headquarters, with us. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
So we've got this little warm-up. Let's talk about the warm-up first.
Yeah.
Just how warm is it going to get today? And when is the warm going to stop and the cold come back?
Well, we're getting into the upper 40s for today, and I think the only reason that we don't get there is if we kind of see this heavy, drizzly, damp fog kind of a morning continuing throughout the whole afternoon. So that's what's going to kind of keep those temperatures, I think, in the 40s for today, kind of keeping us from hitting that 50-degree mark. But we do get there tomorrow. I think we'll see less drizzle around. It'll be a drier day. So we're going to get into the mid to upper 50s for the high tomorrow. So that's probably the warmest day of the week.
And just a caution, because it is cold again in the low 20s, if you do get a little moisture, obviously, that could be an issue. So just a heads up, headed out the door. But after we get into the upper 50s tomorrow, then we're looking at a big question mark about a storm system that approaches late Friday into Saturday.
Yeah, we're watching a storm system, and this is even a storm that's going to start to develop in the southern part of the plains tonight. And this same storm system is going to continue to move eastward as we get through the end of the week and kind of start to develop, you know, in the Kentucky-Tennessee Valley as we get into the early part of the day on Friday. And we're really going to have to watch to see which track this storm takes. There's kind of two different options that seem to be the most likely. And one's taking a track of the center of the low going just west of the mountains in the Appalachians. So this would be a warmer storm system for us, and we would kind of see, you know, some rain maybe ending as some ice or just a little bit of snow on the backside as you get into Saturday. But if the storm system goes east of the mountains, then that's when we have the potential for rain quickly changing over to snow and more accumulation for snow. So exactly where that low sets up in relation to the mountains is what's really going to dictate what happens for us. Either way, I think we're going to see temperatures cooling off for the second half of the weekend. We get back into those days where temperatures for the most part are in the teens and 20s.
Somebody from this storm is going to get anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow.
Yes.
But that could be over in Ohio.
Right.
It could be over in Ohio.
It could be over in eastern Michigan. It could be in central New York.
Or it could be here.
So there's kind of this wide range of options depending on exactly where that low track is. And this morning, models are starting to trend more to that eastward option, and that would trend towards more snow for us. But they could also go west like they were yesterday. So because there's so many, there's still a couple of days out, and the storm system hasn't really developed in the plains yet, it's hard to tell exactly where it's going until it finally forms tonight.
Appreciate,
and then we'll have a better idea.
Appreciate the update, Courtney. Thank you.
You bet.
Meteorologist Courtney Spamer at AccuWeather World Headquarters.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.